Alice Ho is with us. The Hong Kong-born Canadian composer transitioned to study at Indiana University and here at the U of T in Toronto. Her list of accolades and awards is staggering, including most recently the 2022 Nova Scotia Symphony's Maria Anna Mozart Award, the 2022 Barlow General Commissioning Award. Her works have received 2 Juno nominations. Her pieces have been called both dramatic and graceful and distinctively individual, and that's likely because her composition boundaries are vast, from Dora Award-winning opera to nods to Chinese folk music, Japanese taiko, jazz, even pop. In particular, her works have found homes at a long list of new music festivals around the world, certainly all over Canada, but extending to Europe and Asia. Her works have been performed by names like the Toronto and Vancouver Symphony Orchestras, Duo Concertante, Patrick Galwa, Robert Aitken, Torque Percussion, Symphony Nova Scotia, the Luxembourg Sinfonietta, and the Shanghai Philharmonic. Her latest album is A Woman's Voice, written for female voices and piano. It arrived last fall. The repertoire is inspired by literature that celebrates the female spirit. The repertoire is performed in English, French, and Mandarin. It looks to ancient dynasties, wartime poetry, and contemporary Canadian writers. A Woman's Voice features an all-Canadian lineup. And you can enjoy the works of Alice Ho at the Heliconian Hall tomorrow and Saturday for a special performance in support of the recent album. Tickets available at bemusednetwork.com. Joining us in studio, Alice Ho. Welcome to the Oasis and the New Classical FM.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
Great to be with you. Between the awards, the performances, the recordings, the nominations, it kind of feels like you don't take a break. It feels like that pen is always working.
Actually, it's a blessing. Yeah. It is, yes. I think I have the luxury right now to basically full-time doing the things I like, composing and actually making recordings and working with performers and writers. So I'm really enjoying my life at this stage.
I love it. That's really nice to hear. What do you keep a certain schedule? Is it a 10 to 6 kind of thing? Or do you like to work at night? What's your situation?
My schedule, actually, I start early in the morning. I love to be, my mind is clear.
Me too. Yeah, that's how I feel
yes.
too.
And after dinner is my break. I would just watch TVs or go out to see a movie.
But I like that because sometimes people can wait until inspiration hits or they get into a good groove.
Exactly. I think it both works for me. Inspiration is important. I think inspiration comes in all directions for me. Sometimes if I saw something nice on TV or a movie or even, you know, a conversation with a friend, that would be a standpoint for our subject. The other thing is with deadlines too, with all my projects, and I always have assignments that push me out of my comfort zone.
That's right.
In a way,
that's very helpful.
in a way, I learn so much. I don't have a choice to wait for exactly the inspiration strike me or a great tune, anything. So I improve the piece day by day. I fix the thing that I feel that bothers me, and that also works too.
How did you come to this life? Where did music start for you? How did the music start to appear in your mind, and how did you start to hear the notes?
I think perhaps it came a long way since I was very young. I was in Hong Kong, and my first contact, I took ballet class, so I have a lot of impression about Tchaikovsky. And then I took piano lesson, and I exposed to a little bit of newer music like Prokofiev and even Stravinsky. But I started as a pianist, and when I was in the States studying, I was a piano major. But then I was discouraged because I know my limitation, and I'm really intrigued about the idea of creating music. So I took some lessons with a professor, and then I found my calling, in composition. So at the end, I would invest my life to create music.
Have there been breakthroughs for you along the way, compositions that have maybe surprised or challenged you in ways that were unexpected? I mean, it sounds like just understanding that piano maybe wasn't going to be your full-time professional life and moving to composition. That's a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine you've accomplished so much and so many awards and so many commissions that I'm sure you've surprised yourself at times with where you've landed.
That's a very good way, Monk. I think for a lot of composers, especially women composers, we face a lot of barrier.
Of course.
When I started a family in Toronto, I have two daughters and my husband has a full-time job teaching. He is also a very well-known composer. So for me, my focus is in my family. And I don't have a lot of time to create. I think a lot of the time when I can really focus is after the baby go to sleep and I finish teaching piano. I was a piano teacher basically 7 days a week. If you really have passion to do something, you always find time. But I guess I had a break in the after the mid-90s. I keep on submitting works to competition, to festivals. I also work very hard, and especially in the last 10 years, I think my big break is I start to work with performers, let's say a lot of them from China. I rediscover my heritage, studying how to write for Chinese instrument. And my first opera, The Lesson of Daji, commissioned by Toronto Mass Theatre, is an assignment for me to incorporate Chinese instruments seriously with Baroque ensemble. So at that time, it's a revelation. It's such a big, rich resource for me to look into my Chinese heritage.
Are we talking erhu? Are we talking, what were some of the instruments for you?
Oh, all of them.
Right.
Erhu is a bowstring, and then we have the guzheng, the Chinese cedar,
right,
and the pipa.
Pipa, of course.
The very dramatic instrument, and all kind of Chinese woodwinds. Again, I said, really pushing me out of my comfort zone because they have the tuning problem.
Right.
And the approach is very different from Western instrument. So it's very poetic. The concept is quite different.
I love that returning to your roots was mm-hmm. something of a breakthrough and working in the medium of opera. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. If you're just joining us, Alice Ho is with us, the Juno-nominated multi-award-winning composer. Her latest is A Woman's Voice, out on Leaf Records, and a celebration of this record happening tomorrow and Saturday at Heliconian Hall with a stellar set of performers. Tickets at bemusenetwork.com. So, International Women's Day yesterday, A Woman's Voice came out back in the fall. Tell us about the motivation to create this set of pieces, mm-hmm. because it feels like you can move to wherever you need to depending on the project. So what was the inspiration here?
Woman's Voice is an album of course, music written for female voice or voices and piano. I think it's actually my lifetime reflection of my collaborations with actually 8 writers across Canada, mostly in art song and writing for operas. The choices of this pieces, all inspired by literature that celebrate women's spirit, from, you know, ancient Chinese poem by Li Pai. There's a war poem by British poetess Charlotte Mew. All the living writers, contemporary subject, you know, women being resilient, being, you know, discover their sexuality, all these subjects. Very appropriate, I call A Woman's Voice, because through the 13 pieces, you actually hear stories of women, how they, you know, face love, desire, and how they tackle grief and crossing boundaries. So I think it's a great collection for me to celebrate women's spirit in a way that actually also reflect myself. It's actually all about the voices of women, really their life experiences, to look at different things. And sometimes it's quite rebellious, you know, in their own terms, too.
Tell us about these concerts happening tomorrow night and Saturday at Heliconian Hall.
Yes, I'm very excited. Confluence Concert is very generous to support the launch of this album, A Woman's Voice. In another album, sharing with Patricia O'Callaghan, I'm a fan of Patricia. She's a great jazz singer.
We play her music, especially around Christmas time.
Oh, yes,
she put
yes.
out a nice Christmas record.
Right. So we share the half and half of the concert. So in the first half, you will hear the glorious singings of their four young, beautiful singers, Vanya Chan, Katie Clark, Alex Harrington, Maeve Palmer, and marvelous pianist, Jialing Zhu. They all have worked with me before. I'm very lucky that all the recording artists in this album, so I'm so privileged to have them all singing in this concert. Actually, I'm very grateful all these singers. They are rising stars, and they put so much heart and passion to learn these pieces so well. I'm sure the audience will have a great time.
We're excited about the concert this weekend. We're excited about the new record and just an incredible career that keeps going. So, Alice Ho, just a real pleasure to take some time with you today and learn more about this new record. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
The Juno-nominated and multi-award-winning composer Alice Ho has been with us. The latest album is A Woman's Voice, out on Leaf Records, a celebration of the record happening tomorrow and Saturday at the Heliconian Hall with a stellar set of performers we just heard about. Tickets at bemusednetwork.com. And, of course, you can listen to A Woman's Voice wherever you enjoy music, like right now here on the New Classical FM.